Good morning. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Today I'd like to talk about five items. The first one being prevented planting. Now, this does not normally come to a head in most years, as with the equipment we have nowadays, people can get their crops in timely. But this has been an exceptional year with excessive moisture. And understandably, there are producers out there that probably have some acres that did not get planted, that have never dried out, and they will not be able to get a crop in. So if they want to claim prevented planting, they can do so. However, the applications for the prevented planting must be submitted to the FSA office within 15 days of the final planting dates. Those final planting dates for 13 are May 31st for corn and June 15th for soybeans. So consequently, if you were prevented from getting some corn acres planted, you'll have to have that request filed with FSA by June 15th. Prevented planting is the inability to plant the intended crop with proper equipment by the final planting date because of a natural disaster. Not necessarily because of a management decision to locate your planting operations in other areas or whatever, but because the natural disaster just prevented you from getting to the field for any reason. We have these late filed requests that are available, but generally they cannot be approved if there was other acres planted in the area. But that does not prevent someone from submitting a request. But generally speaking, late file requests will not be approved. So again, that June 15th date for corn or June 30th date now coming up for soybeans will become very, very important. Producers should discuss their prevented planting options about their crops with their crop insurance agents prior to making a request here at FSA. So for this prevented planting information, you can contact your local FSA office and get more information from them. I also want to talk about briefly the county committee nomination process right now. In Audubon County for 2013, the election will be for producers with farming operations in Douglas, Leroy, Sharon, and Hamlin townships. County committee members are very important to the FSA operation, and they are the link between the ag community and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The nomination period for this year runs from June 17th through August 1st. So if you know someone who would like to serve or would make a good candidate to serve on the committee, contact your local FSA office and we'll get a hold of them, or you can contact them. But remember, we must have all and every nomination form submitted to us by the August 1st deadline. CRP sign-up is going on right now, the general sign-up. That ends next Friday, June 14th. We've had some good activity in inquiring about CRP. So if you have some acres that you think might be suited for CRP that this year have looked a little tough to farm and maybe you might want to be offering it for CRP, give us a call. Give us a chance to visit with you and talk to you about what the options might be for the CRP program. Again, that general sign-up date is next Friday, June 14th, so you only got just over a week to get it done. The acre sign-up ended the first of the week, but the DCP sign-up continues on through August 2nd. So we'll continue to enroll producers in the DCP or direct and countercyclical program as they come in. And one last final reminder then, it's that acreage certification time frame. You get your crops planted, you need to get a hold of your local FSA office and make an appointment and come in and certify your crops. This includes all acres on the farm, so all cropland acres will have to be certified, and we'll also need to have your planting dates, so bring those with you. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the Farm Service Agency. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again.